Tantor Audio presents The Sinner by Margaret Mallory, narrated by Derek Perkins. Prologue. On a ship off the east coast of Scotland, May 1515.
"Weeping will get you nothing,"
the woman said.
"Be quiet if you want to go up."
Claire wiped her eyes on her sleeve and scrambled to her feet.
"You'd best learn to be tough where you're going,"
the woman said, as she gathered her skirts to start up the rope ladder.
"They say Scotland is full of wild warriors who would sooner cut your throat than bid you good day."
The rungs were too far apart for Claire's legs, and the woman's heavy skirts brushed her head as she climbed. When the ship swayed, she lost her footing. For a long, frightening moment, Claire swung by her arms, kicking in the air, until her foot found the rung again.
"I don't know how the Scots can call themselves Christian,"
the woman said in a muffled voice above her,
"when they have wicked fairies hiding behind every rock."
Finally, a burst of cold night air hit Claire's face and blew her hair back.
"Don't speak to anyone,"
the woman said, grabbing Claire's wrist in a grip that pinched,
"or the mistress will dismiss me, and then you'll have no one to take care of you."
Claire leaned her head back to look at the stars. Every night, when the woman brought her food and allowed her to come up the ladder for a short while, she found the star and made her wish to go home to her grand-mère and grand-père. She did not understand why her grandparents had let this woman take her away, or why, despite making sure she made her wish on the very brightest star, she did not find herself in her own bed in the morning. But she knew grand-mère and grand-père would not approve of how this woman was taking care of their special little girl. So tonight, she made a new wish. "Please send someone better to take care of me."